Hear now the word of the Lord as it is written in his second coming in a portion of the work Arcana Celestia, passage 8595. War must be waged by truth made fighting through the influx of divine truth. The truth divine itself, which proceeds immediately from the Lord, is not fighting, but pacific, for it is peace itself. Because it proceeds from the divine good of the Lord's divine love. But in order that it may become fighting truth, it flows into such angels as are in ardent zeal for truth and good, who being excited by this zeal, fight. Hence comes the fighting truth, which is represented by Joshua. As this truth was represented by Joshua, therefore he was also made the leader over the sons of Israel after Moses, and brought them into the land of Canaan, and fought with the nations there. Reading further from the word of the Lord as it is written in his second coming in the portion of the work, True Christian Religion, passages 525 and 526. Recognition of sin and the discovery of some sin in oneself is the beginning of repentance. No man in the Christian world can be without recognition of sin, for everyone is taught from infancy what evil is, and from childhood what evil of sin is. For the evil of sin is no other than evil against the neighbor, and evil against the neighbor is also evil against God, which is sin. But recognition of sin affects nothing until a man examines the actions of his life and sees whether he has secretly or openly done any such thing. Until then, there is nothing but knowledge. But it is wholly different if man, according to what he recognizes as sin, examines himself, discovers something in himself, and says to himself, "This evil is a sin," and from fear of eternal punishment, abstains from it. Can there be anything better known in the Christian world than that man ought to examine himself? Here end our lessons. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.